This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Lead makes you mentally insane. So does mercury. And to some extent, aluminum also causes dementia and Alzheimer's.
The Health Ranger Report.
Society really is headed for a collapse. Because once the sanity goes, everything else starts to fall apart. And you're seeing that all around you.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I haven't commented on this situation until now, but I just want to give you an overview of the bizarre reaction to the Donald Trump Jr. Meeting for the Oppo research that the left-wing media has been hyperventilating over. Just to give you a little bit of perspective, it's, you know, look, the left-wing media is going to go crazy and exaggerate and hyperventilate over every little thing, and they try to convince their audience that opposition research never happens or that it's illegal, which it isn't. I mean, nobody did more Oppo research than the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Hillary campaign trying to defeat Trump, of course, trying to smear Trump. So opposition research is part of every political campaign. Also, the left-wing media is always trying to convince you that it's somehow illegal for Trump's people to talk to Russians. Well, you know what? That's part of international diplomacy, is you talk to other nations. You talk to the Russians, you talk to the Chinese, you talk to the Japanese, you talk to South Americans, and so on. So every time there's some instance of somebody who talked to any Russian national, all of a sudden, you hear the left-wing media screaming, treason, you know, death sentence. It's so laughable. And in doing this, the left-wing media is simply, of course, discrediting itself, especially when you consider how they refuse to give any real attention whatsoever to the real crimes, the real corruption and collusion carried out by the DNC, the Democrats, and the Hillary Clinton campaign. You've got so much corruption and collusion. What about Hillary Clinton collecting millions of dollars in the Clinton Foundation for giving speeches? All these international companies, quote, donating millions of dollars to the Clinton Foundation. You think that's just because they want to donate money to a good cause? No. She was selling influence. She was selling State Department influence and selling future White House influence. She was for sale. She was selling. I mean, talk about corruption. That's a crime, to sell government influence. That's a real crime. So you've got, you know, the Hillary Clinton campaign also, of course, got opposition research from Ukraine, from the Ukraine government, in order to attack Donald Trump and try to make him look unqualified for office. And of course, the New York Times, the Washington Post, USA Today, and all of the mainstream media ran with opposition research against Donald Trump, such as the leaked audio recordings that were very embarrassing for Trump. You know, the locker room talk audio, where he was on a hot mic on a bus, laughing it up with some other TV producer guy. That was leaked. And how do you think they got that? I mean, I remember, I think it was the Washington Post or the New York Times, said that they had dedicated 20 reporters to finding dirt on Donald Trump. So that's, how can, they're dedicating 20 reporters to that, and then they condemn Donald Trump Jr. for meeting with one person to find out if that person had opposition research on Hillary. The double standard and the hypocrisy is just sickening. And you know, it all just keeps backfiring on the left-wing media. That's the point of all of this, is that the left-wing media, the very idea of objectivity is so far gone that they've become a joke in the minds of almost everybody who is a rational person at this point. It's almost to the point where anything that CNN reports, you immediately just laugh out loud. It's total fakery. It's bias. It's twisted. It's distorted. It's selective editing. It's fake news. And that's the way most of America is. You don't see that in the media itself, because the media is still pretending that they are engaged in journalism. But they're not. Not the mainstream media. So they've become the laughingstock. And they, you know, again, isn't it interesting how they cover up every question of collusion among Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, Loretta Lynch, and so on? They cover it all up. They pretend, oh, there's nothing here, no big deal. Even when there are serious crimes and serious evidence of crimes, they cover it up. But then in the Trump campaign, they can't find a single shred of evidence that the Russians actually hacked the election in any way whatsoever, or that the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians in any way whatsoever. Even this meeting by Donald Trump Jr., all it shows is that they didn't have a connection with Russia. Otherwise, why would they have accepted this meeting, this shot in the dark meeting with this woman who ended up running a bait and switch tactic? She just wanted to lobby them about some Russian adoption law. It had nothing to do with any opposition research on Hillary Clinton. And by the way, there was a rational basis to suspect that some opposition research on Hillary Clinton could have been obtained by the Russians, because Hillary, remember, as the head of the State Department, helped orchestrate the uranium mining contract that was under partial control of the Russians to mine and take away a strategic uranium resource from the United States of America. And that hasn't been investigated. And so there was reason to believe that the Russians may have some pretty damning opposition research on Hillary Clinton. So you can't even blame Donald Trump Jr. for taking the meeting. At least let's hear it out and let's find out what this is. You can't blame him for taking the meeting. But as soon as he found out that there was nothing to it, they walked away. The whole meeting was 20 minutes. It was a joke. There was no follow-up from either party. It was like, why did you waste our time with this nonsense? That was really what the meeting was about. And from that, you have left-wing Democrats on TV screaming about treason and the death sentence and that this is proof of collusion and what? It makes no sense. But it's just obvious they're going to continue to do it. I'm just trying to give you this perspective because I've held off on talking about this for quite a while, just standing back and watching it unfold. And oh, did you know, by the way, that Loretta Lynch gave special visa permission for this Russian woman to enter the United States? It was under the Obama administration, through Loretta Lynch, that she was granted the permission to come into the U.S., from which she had that meeting with Donald Trump Jr. Kind of smells like a setup, doesn't it? Kind of smells like they were starting to push the Russia collusion narrative very early, even before the election, maybe as a backup plan, because maybe they knew the truth, that the polls were distorted by the mainstream media, that in reality, they knew Hillary was going to lose the election. Why do you think they canceled her fireworks? The election night celebration fireworks, they were canceled, what, like a week in advance? Why did they cancel those? When they're telling you publicly she has a 95% chance of winning, but behind the scenes, they canceled the fireworks. And they were probably already working on this Russia collusion narrative. Very likely they had this plan in place, just in case the people of America voted against Hillary Clinton and elected Donald Trump in the miracle of all miracles, that somehow a Republican outsider could win the Electoral College, even though the whole thing is stacked against them. But that miracle was pulled off. It was achieved. And from that very day, the Russia collusion hoax has been pushed incessantly and mindlessly and without any real evidence whatsoever by the left-wing media, because they just can't accept the fact that America voted against them. America rejects the fake news media, the fake news CNN, and America rejects the lying and collusion of the DNC and the Democrat leadership that, frankly, conspired against Bernie Sanders to push him out of the running. And I still say to this day, and then I'm going to wrap this up, but I say to this day, if they had not pushed Bernie Sanders out, Bernie Sanders would have won the election. Bernie Sanders would have beat Donald Trump. I'm sure of it, because Bernie Sanders, even though he's a socialist, and I wouldn't have voted for him, but enough people would have, that he would have won, because he doesn't have all the negative baggage of Hillary Clinton. I mean, you look at Bernie Sanders, you know, he looks like your old friendly grandpa, basically. You know, he's like, he looks like a harmless old guy, even though his economic ideas are very devastating and dangerous to an economy, but he's not an evil person. Bernie Sanders is a well-meaning individual. He's not evil. But people look at Hillary Clinton and they're like, whoa, you know, this person looks like, you know, sort of acts like a someone that you don't want to cross, and like someone that's kind of scary. But Bernie Sanders wasn't that way at all. So the DNC can only blame themselves because of their corruption and collusion. They lost the election to Donald Trump because they tried to cheat and hand it to Hillary Clinton, and it backfired. And they can't deal with it, so they had to create the Russia collusion hoax narrative. And since that day, they've been pushing it endlessly across the left-wing media. And that's the truth about the situation that you'll never hear from CNN, the Washington Post, or the New York Times. You only get this kind of analysis from the independent media. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can hear more podcasts at healthrangerreport.com or check out my website that covers geopolitics at newstarget.com or even trump.news. Trump.news covers Donald Trump news every day. So check it out. And thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.